Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Nerd Talk Plus is a work of fiction by idiots. Nothing said within this episode should be taken as scientific fact, life advice, or even honesty. We should probably recommend against listening at all. Since you're here, no getting mad about this very dumb thing without the express written consent of Major League Centaurs.
Centaurs!
Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
What's up, nerds? Us heard on 107.7 The End in Seattle. Hello, I'm Gregor, and welcome to my ridiculous Nerd Talk, only longer and dumber. This is Nerd Talk Plus. He's the author of Arrows of Architecture of Cross, not showing up on time to the podcast. He's Brandon from the internet. Whatever.
He's too busy cumping on some cinnamon rings.
There it is. He's the first person in my life to make the chaos of Florida seem actually worth it. He's just a meat vessel for human gratification. We call his wiener a service animal. He's not wearing anything under those sweatpants, but that might be a spam musubi. He's the Mandarin Floridian. He's wearing a sweater today. It's Siege.
Yeah, ni hola, wan shang howdy, jie le ma.
I heard someone say ni howdy, like a Chinese person on
what?
On like a probably what's it called? Red note?
Is that red note?
It? Yeah. I saw some video somewhere else and I was like, look at that guy saying ni howdy. Oh, he's like a real
look
siege
at that.
Over there. Yeah.
Chinese siege.
Helping us behind the scenes and then schooling us at the end, we have Birthday Boy producer Sean Tasty Gravy, not Gervin. None of us a scientist, engineer, or supervillain, but if you are, let us know what we get wrong, perhaps what we get right. You can tell a friend, write a review, maybe just message Brandon to tell him to be here for the podcast, or say sexy things to Siege. NerdTalkPlus.com. NerdTalkPlus, all spelled out, .com.
Can we get a .org? Can we get a .org?
I don't know how that works, actually. I started a business. That's fun. I have you can now message. Well, I'm not going to tell you the email because I don't want you messaging me at it. But it's I pay for a Gmail and everything. It's crazy. It's expensive.
Amazing.
Being in business is not inexpensive, but hopefully it changes my taxes and I become corrupt beyond any
rich
reasonable doubt.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Siege, looks like you're searching for something. Are you just checking to see if anyone sent us any dirty messages?
I'm trying to see if anybody sent us anything. No. Wow. We're boring. Yep.
We haven't been good at reading them, so we'll do better so that way maybe more people will message us. Now, it is my understanding that we have some breaking news.
Okay. Wait, wrong one. I can't even do this right.
Can you please? There we go. Okay, now it's my understanding that we have some breaking news. Yes, sub dummies. With the breaking news, we now go to behind the scenes reporter. I don't know what to call you. Sean, Tasty Gravy, not Gervin. Sean.
You know, I feel this is important to the pod and our audience.
Great.
Is that the 27-year streak has ended. Yesterday, on my last day of being 45, I trusted a fart that I shouldn't have.
Oh! Yes! 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 Oh, this is amazing.
Breaking news.
And the second thing I thought of after get going was this has to go on the
podcast. Of course.
I have to tell everybody about this.
We can reset the days since last chart to zero.
Zero.
Oh my God.
I love that for you. I mean, I'm sorry in a lot of capacity, but I love that.
I'm not sorry at all. I wish it happened on your birthday.
I like, there's something poetic about it happening on the last day of 45. I like that.
You're on the back nine of your 40s. Dropping ass.
Into your pants.
Yeah. I'm in my son's room. I'm in my son's room making his bed, getting him up in the morning.
Here we go. Here we go. Let's go. Wait. Let's get in here. Let's tell us more.
Yeah, there you go. This week in dreams. Making my son's bed, and that kid can go on command, and he does one right in my face, and I turn around to fire back, and I'm like, nope, not that one.
Wow.
And shuffle into the bathroom, and things were better after
so
that.
So basically, yeah, you sharted on your child.
I was about to. I was aiming towards him.
Father of the week.
Of the week.
It was close.
All right. Well, let's mute gravy. That was disgusting. We did not need to hear it. No, that's all we've talked about for years. That's lovely. I'm hoping that Brandon will get here to join us so we can talk about some dumb stuff or whatever. See, did you got anything going on besides that beautiful sweater?
Just, my octopus sweater. I forgot which one I was wearing. Yeah. Just a bunch of tattoos and staying in bed. And Sounders were here in Miami. I'm at work today. Not by choice, but it's first time in 2 weeks. So
have you been too sick for 2 weeks to go to work?
No, I haven't been sick at all. I've just, you know.
You were sick. You literally couldn't do a pod one day because you were too sick.
That was like, I don't know, 3 weeks ago. I did a pod last week from the balcony.
That was awesome.
I was almost electrocuted. Would have been so good. I still wish.
While I was editing the pod, going back and listening to it, when you were talking about that, I was like, man, seeing his freaky bones, like, and you could see where his head had been cut off and everything.
Right?
Awesome.
Oh, that would have been so cool. Oh, I wonder if that would have glowed so much brighter because it's like metal and fake bone.
Is glown a word?
I don't know, but I understood it now.
I understood the meaning, so it works out, I guess, but yeah.
It's in the Glossoraptor.
It is now, at least. That's good. Okay, I'm trying to think if anything exciting in my life happened. Oh, while I was editing the pod this week, I was like trying harder because
what?
I'm now programmed to do that or whatever. Don't worry, it didn't last long because I got distracted.
I was going to say, would you do an hour versus like an hour?
I did. Right there, I just did a big I took some ums out. It was fun. My editing style has changed and my skills are getting better. So maybe the pod will improve. Unlikely.
Highly doubt it. That's not because of the editing. The editing is fantastic. I've always liked the editing on this show. It's the ingredients within the pod that, ruin
what we're cooking with.
Yeah.
Someone's making brownies. We ended up with weed brownies somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh. That's trouble.
Here he comes.
All right.
Here he comes.
Here he comes. If you don't know the... What does it say? Oh my God. Feliz Cumpleanos.
Feliz Cumpleanos.
Not as hot as Leanos.
Feliz Cumpleanos.
There we go. All right, there he is. He's the first person. Nope, that's Siege. He's the author, allegedly, of Eras of Architecture Across Eastern Washington. He's our skin squatch, but you're Montana Mountain King. Tony Pizza, littlest boy, biggest blimp. He's finger blasting Brandon from the internet. Old Honey Lung. Hello.
Hell yeah.
Guys, I was in Leavenworth yesterday. I was in Leavenworth this morning.
I figured hell as much when you sent a picture that you were like, I'm at my Airbnb. And I was like, that doesn't sound good for the pod in terms of you being here tonight.
That picture was amazing, though.
I like the first time I walked past it, I said, I at this Airbnb, they have like large art. And I walked past this large piece of art in the living room. Not even the living room. It was in like the breezeway, but it was an enclosed breezeway.
Yeah.
You would know what that is if you've read Eras of Architecture Across Spokane. No, I'm just joking.
Eastern Washington. Yeah.
No, because that's every week we get the title somehow different than the actual thing that I wrote.
On purpose, Brandon. On purpose. Yeah. Yes.
No, I know. And I saw this thing and it was like an impish, like absinthe-y looking green. It was like if the Grinch were gay.
Bro, I got bad news for you.
Wait.
I think the Grinch is gay, bro.
Is Grinch gay? Grinch gay?
Grinch gay?
I think so.
Grinch have egg?
His bird.
Grinch have gay?
Bird's gay?
Yeah, this picture definitely, if you made Siege into like a vapor, this is what he would turn into.
Into an acid dream.
Yeah,
like it's definitely
it's just like the look on its face is a look that I've seen Siege give every single week on this show.
Oh, I'm sure of it.
If you let who did the Grinch? What's that? Dr. Seuss? Is that who that was?
Yes.
If you let Dr. Seuss write an episode or draw an episode of Super Jail, you would get Siege. That's what this thing is. Okay?
That's so good.
So
it's Dr. Seuss on acid or on absinthe.
Right. Yes. I'm sure the prior was sometimes true. Yeah. Okay, cool. Well, welcome, Brandon. He was late tonight because he was busy making cinnamon rings. And so cinnamon? We're not going to say where from because we've already said too many weird sex things about it.
I would call it a cinnamon wheel.
Cinnamon wheel, thank you.
Yeah.
Sure, pal.
A leftover cinnamon wheel from when my mom, Jennifer from...
Whoa, your mom's cinnamon ring?
Tacoma. Oh, when Jennifer from Tacoma was visiting last week and we decided to get...
Tell her I said what's up.
Take out.
Pizza and cinnamon roll from this place. And and then we went to Leavenworth and I have no idea how old this cinnamon ring or cinnamon wheel and...
Siege doesn't care how old it is.
But like
he just wants to glaze it for you.
The cream cheese glaze that's on top of it. I'm like, sure, this is going to give me... the poops, but
oh, you missed the beginning of the pod. We had breaking news.
Oh, did Gravy start?
Gravy broke the 45-year streak or whatever it was on the last day of his 45th year. Gravy with the shart.
Yes.
Gravy made gravy. That's the title. Gravy, add that to the list.
Gravy
please.
Made gravy.
Gravy, what happened?
Thank you.
What happened?
You got to go back and listen. He described the whole thing already. It just had to do with having a fart challenge with his kid. That's what it literally was. It was like one of those, like, now his kid is the master of the house because his kid outdid him.
Yep.
He's now old, and the kid is now the new the successor to the gravy name.
Can I just ask, like, what? Because I always feel like there's some semblance of like knowledge of what was the food that you ate beforehand that caused the loose butthole.
It was blimp.
Oddly, that sounds exactly like Gravy's shirt.
This is sweeping gravy.
It was scrambled eggs.
Oh, scrambled egg was so good.
They came pre-scrambled. Was it scrambled in, scrambled out?
Was it tossed salads?
They were re-scrambled.
And scrambled eggs, or?
Don't want to toss that salad.
You toss first, okay? That you don't wanna, don't toss after, that's for sure.
I'm not going to kink shame.
In that order.
If there's eggs in it, does that make it a Cobb salad?
Oh, God. Also, I am here to kink shame. I don't care if it's poop related. You're nasty.
Hot.
Great. Okay. Well, anyway, welcome, Brandon from the internet. Hi, buddy. Things good this week?
Oh, yeah. You know, went to Leavenworth. And the whole time you're there, I mean, every time I go, and I love Leavenworth for so many reasons.
You find the remains of a dead guy who killed his kids?
Oh, I forgot about that guy.
Yeah.
They found that guy?
They think they found him. Yeah, on Friday they were like, we're pretty sure we found Travis Decker is his name. We found his remains. He killed his three kids. He's a real piece of crap.
Yeah, totally. Not here to kink shame, but that guy sucks. the thing, like, Levin, every time I'm there, I'm like, why
am I here?
Is this like that? I'm just the whole, you're why? Because everything is just
if
normal.
If gravy poop pants from egg,
then Leavenworth exists?
Is gravy's shart bird?
Wait a second.
Anyway, if Leavenworth pretend to be Bavarian, is Oktoberfest? Were you there for Oktoberfest?
No,
oh my God.
It's not Oktoberfest yet.
I think it starts like today, literally.
What the heck?
Yeah.
That sucks.
I saw footage of people running to the tents in Germany or something like that. I think Oktoberfest.
There was no...
Is Germany on a different timeline than us?
I think they might be in a different dimension.
Oh, wow. Oh, there was no semblance crap. Of festing happening at the Leavenworth. We were there every day. We were there like in town. Like,
every
we
day? You just like went into town one day?
Yeah. No, we went into town every day.
How long were you
day.
There?
We went Friday through this morning. We left this morning.
Okay. It's a pretty normal time.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, it was fine.
I'm looking it up right now.
Excellent review of Leavenworth.
Like what?
You should do haiku reviews.
Oh, they literally don't start Oktoberfest until October. They're like, that is the lamest thing I've heard. Like, Oktoberfest happens in September. You're pretending to be a Bavarian town and you can't even start at the right time.
Why does it? Why call? I think we've talked about this before.
What the fuck is wrong with you, Leavenworth? Jesus Christ.
I think I remember being pissed off the first time I heard about this.
Leavenworth.
And I'm not mad at Leavenworth. I think Leavenworth is doing the correct thing. It's called Oktoberfest, so put it in October. I remember when I learned that it's in September and I was like, that's bullshit.
September is for September, all right? Leave it alone. We're going October for Oktoberfest. Let's go.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm okay with it being whenever it is because I just assume I don't have the details and there's a reason why it's in September even though it's called Oktoberfest. I assume that there's probably a very clinical, boring, long-winded explanation from Germany. But
what about Hispanic Heritage Month?
When is that?
Now.
It but it's is?
Like, wow, how
September,
dare you?
September like,
you didn't
15th
know.
To like October 15th.
That's weird that it's mid-month.
Also, they don't do that in Leavenworth. They do that in Wenatchee.
It's actually not welcome in Leavenworth. Unless you're there to lavar the dishes. That's the only...
Yeah, if you're the guy that made me my stroop waffle this morning.
Or gravy's eggs.
Oh, God.
Gravy made those eggs.
To be fair, gravy
Grease
made those
scrambler.
Eggs. Yeah. Check pants for bird. Okay. Anyway. Okay, so yeah, to Leavenworth for a little family getaway. That's nice, I guess. All of my
nieces, of which there are four who are 4 years old and younger.
Oh.
And then my two kids. And
Wait, time out. Who has the kids? Is it some of the Catherines or?
The one who wears all the golf stuff.
Wait, hold on. I'm trying to think. If my siblings are sister, brother, teacher brother, weed brother, and sister brother.
So it's like brother sister.
It'd be yeah. Is it brother sister or is it brother wife?
Brother wife. That works.
Wife what? Brother.
Wife Wait. Brother.
Yeah, wife brother. It's my wife's brother.
Are you married to a dude? this is wife brother.
This is wife brother. Yeah, brother wife. Brother wife brother. Wife brother.
So your wife's brother. Just yeah, for everyone brother. Trying to keep up at home.
Brother.
My brother-in-law. Okay. It has four daughters.
Oh,
and
under four?
Yeah, they had a daughter.
They're cool.
And then they had another one. And then they went to have a third. And guess what happened? They had identical twins.
Deuces.
So yeah,
and they named them both Clint.
Hell yeah!
Another girls.
I have a woman I went to college with who had a kid, and I saw. That she had named her daughter
Clint Dempsey.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
And I was like, oh, that's interesting. I wonder like what the name Dempsey is about. Like, I wonder where that's from. And then I looked it up. It was like, oh, they named her after Clint Dempsey. Okay.
That's awesome.
That's all right. I do weird stuff, I guess. My kid's name is Harrison, but it's not after Harrison Ford, no matter how much Gravy wanted it to be by calling
George,
him Solo.
George
for the
Harrison.
First. Yeah, there it is.
Yes. Yeah, there you
yeah.
go.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Why do you guys think my daughter's name is Swayze?
Roadhouse. My kid's Gyllenhaal. We call him Jill
named
for short.
After Maggie.
We dress him up and never mind. I'm not.
Further. It was all good until I named my kid Epstein.
It was after Bar Epstein, to be fair. And then this piece of crap went and ruined it. Oh, that's good. Okay. Welcome to the show, Brandon. We did the, you can find us on social media at nerdtalkplus.com and shame Brandon for being late. Does anyone have anything? Brandon, you're waving. Hi. You got something? Oh, you just
no, just say hi. Eat my cinnamon wheel and say hi.
Gravy, you listened to last week's episode. Are you in on the random drawer of Clona Willies that we're going to do to send to listeners where they can order random Clona Willies?
Yeah, I'm in.
Okay, good. I figured as much, but I just wanted to.
Of course he is.
Okay, good.
Any chance he
By the way, I like that
off.
Gravy is here. Instead of like trying to get some action, I'm going to say it gingerly. Instead of being here trying to get being out trying to get some action, he's here with three dudes obsessed with wieners. So
happy birthday.
He's here with four dudes
obsessed with wieners.
Is Epstein back there or what's the
He's one of the dudes.
Oh, God, yes. Okay, yeah. He wasn't going to miss out on this. That's for sure.
Can you imagine, like, what if you pulled out one of the Clona Willies out of the... what if you pulled one of the Willies out of the drawer and like, it was yours, but you didn't recognize it on first sight? Because, like...
That's not like, the angle you see it at, right?
Exactly. It's like, I'm thinking about, like, all the... I mean, like, Greg will always recognize his because of all the artistic pictures he takes of his own penis.
Thank you. True.
Yeah, so like
that's
he'll
me, guys. The guy who's real comfortable with taking lots of pictures of his own naked body—that's old Gerd.
Comfortable,
mind comfortable.
Stop. I saw a lot of that just in Leavenworth.
A little mustache on it.
I'm sure you did. Yeah.
But I guess I'd just be. I feel like I would be really. I was thinking about being very disappointed in myself and like kind of. Having like an existential crisis if I didn't recognize my own penis.
This one's winking at me. Wait, what? Yeah. What is this?
Oh,
what if you pull it out and you're like mildly impressed? You're like, oh wow, that one's mine.
This one just right. Oh, weird.
It's like the whole thing with like your arms extended matches your height. Penis to butt works perfect. We're gonna have to try it now.
No.
No. Okay. So we all get the bag, and everybody has to try everybody else's to see what fits perfectly. It's gonna be your own.
Do you think
I'm deleting all of this?
No. It's butt stoichiometry.
Oh, strokeometry.
Strokeometry.
Yeah. Speaking of strokeometry, my brother, teacher brother. Send in a message this week after or while listening to the show that I still haven't even listened to. It was one of those moments where like he did say something along the lines of what did he say? He said something that I obviously that in the moment was very funny and I had zero idea of what he was talking about when he said it.
Despite having been on the show, can't remember.
Despite on the show and laughing very hard at the thing that he had.
This happens to me so often. It's the worst when people come up to me for my job and they're like, they listen to me every day and they think that they know me and whatever that's called. There's a word for that now. Parasocial relationship that we have.
Yeah.
And I'm flattered by it every single time, but they tell me these jokes I made that I had no intention of making or remember even a little bit. I mean, it could be five minutes ago. This podcast is the ultimate example of that, where someone says something to me, I'm like, unless you repeat back exactly the word gurgurth, I have no idea what you're talking about.
That's your MK Ultra like code word. Gurgurth. You're like, yes, I'm listening.
See, literally today, I'm teaching classes. Today is podcasting, and one of the things today, people are looking at the names of Nerd Talk Plus and Florida Man Murders and every single episode. And they're just like, oh, is this one about this? And did you guys talk about that? I'm like, I have no idea what we talk about as soon as we end the show.
Yeah. Like if like, we don't put like the notes of if Gravy and I don't put three notes at the top, I edit the whole thing. Still have no idea when I go to write the notes. Like, I'm like, I have no idea what happened at all.
This is a perfect example of why this is, I don't want to say this isn't anything special. This is wonderful. I love getting together with you guys, but this is like a literally normal conversation for us because it just goes in one ear and kind of out the other.
Have you guys noticed how the group chats are totally dead? Like, I wonder what that says about our burnout level right now.
Oh my God.
Because what was the group chat called? Master Cheeks Theater?
Yeah, Master Cheeks Theater.
Like we had a segment about that because it was so funny at one point in time.
I think Master Cheeks Theater segment died when we had the perfect setup for
clown porn
about clown porn, and we didn't do it. So
yeah,
And at this point,
we
still think,
we can go back. We can always search.
We can go back for sure.
Oh. We can't enter the Clounder Dome. Are you kidding me? Like, it's been months.
Watch me.
I'll do it. Do it right now.
Do you think we should do, guys, can we just take a quick hiatus on the show, put a break in, and can we do a Master Chiefs Theater real quick?
And we'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Master Cheeks Theater. 1:55 p.m. on a Sunday.
LOL. Gravy tried to tell us that we're heading toward impending war with China and us, just trying to combine South American names with Southern states.
F***ing clowns.
Gravy, did you accidentally paste your porn search into the group chat?
F***ing clowns. BBC. Greg left my house 4 minutes ago, so I got to make $100.
It was weird that he already had his pants off when I left.
In clown porn, BBC means big bouncy cock.
It's actually balloon. Big bouncy balloon cock.
Or big brown clown.
Starts with a different kind of blowjob.
makes a balloon penis. You have to suck first. When you expect ejaculation, it comes out the flower on his lapel. Guys, let's write clown porn.
It's a never-ending series of handkerchiefs. Balloon cocky.
Your date shows up, but 16 dudes pile out of the car. The shoes stay on.
Ring circus is just
they juggle dildos instead of bowling pins.
It writes itself.
Every time you grab a boob, it's a clown horn.
Awooga.
When you make them squirt, it's confetti.
An actual old-timey bike horn,
or that squirts from a flower.
Haha, yes, making people squirt, a thing we are good at. Also, they just pull you into a sewer and kill you when you're done.
Finally, you have my attention.
Can we skip the foreplay and just go straight to that?
Yes, Brandon, we can skip the foreplay and just go straight to that.
You guys.
Yeah.
Doing Master Cheeks Theater after months of not even knowing the conversation so much better.
So we need to compile our Master Cheeks Theater material and then play it back after we've forgotten about it. We just got done talking about for 10 minutes how we can't remember anything that we've talked about on the show.
It was a group chat. It wasn't on the show. We should, anytime we think that we're being remotely funny, we should just like find a way to set a reminder in your phone that says, hey, in 6 months, go back and read that thing that you said.
Don't we have a group note that nobody adds to?
I'm sure we do. Yeah.
Probably. That sounds about right.
Probably the Velociraptor.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Well, that was real fun. I'm glad that we did Master Cheeks
Theater. Oddly satisfying.
Yeah, it was nice. Okay, so I've got some Nerd Talk stories for once, I guess.
Boo.
There's this, I learned something from IFL Science this week. Ooh. And you might remember the movie Step Brothers or the 90s and before.
Or do you remember the movie Stepsisters?
What's funny is I remember that word, but I don't remember the premise at all. And we came up with it on the show. I have no... It's not good. I don't want to know either, to be fair, but Stepsister sounds amazing. Anyway.
That was like 2023.
The film Step Brothers, they make Will Ferrell lick a piece of white dog crap in the yard or whatever. Those kids like are bullying them. I have a dog. I take the dog out. Dogs poop in my front yard and stuff like that.
Just me.
Something you never see anymore is white dog turds. They're like gone. And there's like
no
reason.
Sunbaked
for
dog
it.
Turds.
Yeah, it just doesn't exist anymore. No, it's not from cleaning up.
Ozone layer.
It turns out that when, like, up until the late 90s, dog food companies all put in a bunch of cheap bone meal as a way to add more protein to dog food. And that bone meal has so much calcium. It's like, you know, when you take vitamins to pretend like you're healthy and then you're like, I'm healthy. And then you go pee and you can smell all the vitamins coming out in your pee because your body can't absorb it. And so with dog food full of this extra calcium from this low quality bone meal, dogs weren't absorbing it. So it was like just wasted material. And so then when the dogs crap in the yard, no one picks it up. After the moisture in it, after the water would evaporate, what was left behind was a huge source of calcium that calcified the turds. And so
good for you.
Mummy turds.
What's that?
I said mummy turds.
Yeah, mummy turds. There we go. Well, since then, you know, the dog brands have all figured out that they can extort us for a ton of money. It's probably good for the dogs that they do that. But like now we all spend three times as much money as we used to on pet supplies as opposed to the 90s where a dog was just a dog or whatever. Like, who cares? Just eat that. Now people are cooking vegan diets for dogs, which is hilarious because dogs have all the sharp teeth and clearly need the proteins. Okay, whatever. But yeah, the idea that they altered the diets of dogs and now you can't find white turds anymore. I think this is just the most fascinating.
How do I get my hands on some bone meal? And can I eat it?
Yeah, absolutely.
And then can I crap in Greg's yard?
As long as you don't pick it up, I'm down for the experiment.
No, I'm going to leave it.
Yeah. I'm going to leave it. That's for sure.
So nowadays, if you saw somebody walking their dog and their dog pooped out a white turd, that's how you know they're poor?
Well, I don't think the turd comes out white. I think you have to wait a couple days for the science to happen. But
I'm going
to
remember this, and I'm going to know.
You're a poor.
You're poor.
I'm gonna follow you home to your poor portal.
You're poor. And if the poop is white, I'll know you're poor in 2 days. It wasn't the crappy home that you're following me to that gave you any indication.
Shut up, logic person.
Somebody's pulling out a bag, and you're like, no, wait, I want to see something.
Because I want to get mad at you in a couple
leave
days.
It. So,
yeah. I want to be mad at you for you being poor. Heard it here from Greg.
What if you're just using really expired dog food from 30 years ago? That'd be awesome. But yeah, anyway, dog turds. Not a thing anymore, which is pretty weird to me. I thought that was
crazy.
Just white seed shirts.
What? T-shirts?
Siege turds.
Oh, just white bone, siege turds.
Getting the bone meal.
Yeah.
Don't call him that.
What are you getting?
It sounded like you said, I'm getting a bone meal.
I got a bone
I'm
meal.
Going to the glory hole and I'm getting a bone meal.
A bone meal is what you get at a glory hole in a McDonald's.
Well, there's a whole bone meal farm.
There's such a premise here, like, for somebody to like do this, like white turds and the bone meal. Like, this is amazing.
You gotta name a sex shop that.
You ever eat too many Oreos and then have the black poops? Like, is this the opposite of that? That doesn't happen to you, huh?
I guess I've not eaten enough Oreos.
Or if you eat like too many like Seahawks colored cupcakes and you.
Yeah, I was gonna say all the cupcakes, the blue icing.
Yeah, man. Oh boy.
Yeah, so when you eat scrambled eggs and then it's
gravy,
it's wet.
Make a bird in your pants. Your cloaca activates.
baby bird and his son.
Okay, great. That was fun.
Yeah.
I read another story today about how within the last like 10 million years, about approximately 6 million years ago, the otters of the world, primarily in China, were the apex predator in the rivers of China. Like they were like at the same time tapirs and elephants and a bunch of other stuff. The otters were humongous. They were like the size of a large wolf. Now, currently like in the otter? Amazon, you can find an otter that is like 75 pounds, I think it was, and about 6 feet long. And those would be about half the size of the otters back in the 6 million years ago time. I wonder what epoch that was or what era that was. Would we still think they're cute if we saw them, do you think?
Hell yeah, bears are cute.
Yeah, bears are cute. That's a great point. Otters are like little. I feel like if they were huge like that, they would look like a platypus. Is that what, or is it just like otter but bigger? Or did they have other different things?
I mean, I assume that they had special powers and stuff too. Like,
basically, 6 million years ago, there were otter gators.
Yeah.
And China was the Florida of the world.
Hell yeah,
man. That's awesome.
You're gonna move to 6 million years ago China.
You're gonna have to censor this. Yeah. But why does otter gator sound like how a
there we go. Beep all that.
Thank you. Please actually remember to beep that one.
I'll do my best. But bye home from Brandon, everybody. It's Spokane after all, it's fine.
Man.
Yeah, so supersized otters. I don't know. I thought that was fascinating. I love the idea that, like, before the humans just went around shooting everything, that there was, like, a bigger variety of animals that could all exist at the same time. I'm sure they had horrible lives.
You've said this before. You've said, like, that one of the problems of humanity is that we don't have predators. Like, if today you had to be slightly concerned about a pterodactyl coming to get you.
Dude, if the pterodactyls were bulletproof.
Yeah, we've talked about that.
And you were just like walking down the street and you heard the sound and then everyone scattered. That would be, I mean, horrifying. But if we could have the same exact life that we do right now, but you just had to sometimes worry about a T-Rex that like couldn't be shot by a rocket. Like, you know.
We need that Jurassic World thing where they let all the dinosaurs loose.
Yeah, got to keep us humble as a species.
I love it. They just need to be humble. Think about like every Godzilla movie. Godzilla does hella damage before we figure out how to take him, not even kill him typically, but just take him down.
Just get him to go away for a minute.
Scare him back into the water.
We need a Godzilla is I think what we're trying to say here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Except we
live in a coastal place. You guys live in a coastal place. Yeah. All three of you do. I would be down with Godzilla because he'd be like a dry boy by the time he gets over here.
He's got his Godzilla motorcycle and he's like cruising down I-90 to get to Spokane.
Oh man, Godzilla on a motorcycle sounds so cool.
Just to make Gravy mad, he'd go by blimp.
Yeah. Could you imagine the size of the blimp that it would take to carry Godzilla?
Carrying Godzilla, like when they pick up the cows in a helicopter. just
strap him up and he's just kind of...
Just on the like current, just like...
Oh my God.
I like to think of it more like the movie Up. There's like 70 blimps carrying Godzilla or whatever.
Yes.
Yeah, he's like a not like a newborn, but like an infant in like a carrier where they just can't do anything. Like, aw.
Godzilla stork.
When I land, I'm going to do some crushing.
He's got to pop the balloons up above it.
Just 1 second. What if as Godzilla got closer, the turkeys like somehow activated? They became like to their full potential. They're like, finally, we're not going to take this crap anymore. They become radioactive. And
we got a turkey monster?
Oh, dude, finally.
Oh, my God.
A turkey kaiju.
Turkey kaiju, yes.
Maybe all the turkeys assemble. They all assembled by Blimp to get
replace Kong in all the movies with a giant turkey kaiju.
A turkey zord is what you're saying. We basically get a Mighty Morphin Power Turkey.
Yes.
It turns into a turkey zord.
What was
that's the Brown Angel. He becomes the Brown Angel.
Yes.
The Brown Angel of Death.
The Brown Angel. Siege, maybe you'll know the Godzilla movie where it was like one of the last ones that was from the original series where it was versus Destroya, and Destroya was a bunch of like weird beach creatures that all got together to make one super bug monster thing. I never really thought of that as like a Megazord, but you're absolutely right.
Yes, it is.
That's awesome. I want to watch that again. I miss Twitter when I see that because I remember live tweeting me watching that and like not taking screenshots, but taking pictures of the screen and being like, this is out of control. And it being captivating. I had like a whole audience of people watching my Master Cheeks theater of the Godzilla movie. It was awesome.
Yo, that was 1995.
Wow, that's pretty recent.
I can't believe that. It feels like it's so much older than that.
Because they made like 40 years. The one guy whose vision it was, right? Made like 40 years of movies, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's for free on Tubi right now.
Oh, I'll tell.
Probably on the play.
Yeah, I think it's free other places as well.
Yeah.
We'll have to look into that. Yeah. Okay. And finally, this is kind of a bummer, but you guys are familiar with the manufacturer Samsung, I'm sure. They make a variety of things like phones and whatnot, but they also make refrigerators and other appliances. And now everyone has smart appliances. And let me tell you, the AI setting on my dryer, very important that I have that. But I Thank do like God. That my LG appliances can tell me on my phone when the wash is done and then remind me that I didn't go do anything with it. I think that's valid. That's nice. But I don't really need them to be smart devices. Especially now, Samsung has confirmed that their refrigerators with the screen on the front for reminders and stuff like that. Well, now when they're like, when they're idle, they'll now show you advertisements.
Oh my God.
No.
To influence your shopping for what you might put into a.
Boo.
That's insane.
I got real mad recently at Costco because I pull up to the pump and I start pumping and the gas pump starts talking to me. Yep. And to me I think that it's the worst level of advertisement, but all Costco does is it's like, hey, thanks for being a Costco member. Did you know that you can save $11 on whatever? And I'm like, okay, you're kind of hawking your own thing. And like, as I listen to it, I'm like, this is just annoying because it's talking to me, but like, I can live with it. It's not like showing me previews for, you know, fancy, like a chip, or not even fancy, but like pedestrian chips or something like that. It's like, it's not trying to get me to go inside the store and do that. It's just like, hey, Costco member, this is what you're eligible for. And I'm like, oh, I didn't know that.
Okay. Pedestrian chips, like it'd that be- old motorcycle television show, except they're walking around.
It's too bad that like AI can't be used to even further personalize those types of advertisements where it, like, you put a camera on that screen at Costco. It'd be like, huh. Your car is kind of a piece of crap. You should buy a Toyota.
It would be your refrigerator. Coming. It would be your refrigerator being like, you sure about that, Fatso? And you're like, son of a bitch.
Oh, looks like somebody's putting on a little bit of weight.
This is your ninth trip here. Do you want to buy some Slim Fast?
You sure you want that extra whatever?
Have you considered cocaine?
Looks like you're running low on vegetables. Do you want to buy some vegetables for, I don't know, the first time in a year?
Like, no.
You haven't had vegetables since November of 23. Like, maybe it's time. Shut up. That's where I keep my pants. So when I put my underwear, so when I put them on, they're cold and crisp.
Ah, yes.
See, I'm sorry. Yeah. I don't want to kink shame, but.
Have you tried an eggplant?
Yeah, I feel like really what it would come down to with those would be like, you're looking a little hefty. Have you considered Ozempic? I think that's going to be the
With this, like, you guys, one of the things I actually remember that we talked about on this show. So like we all talk about like the Internet of Things or like the way, like basically all of your things are going to know and interact with each other. So you don't have to do anything. Right. So like a few episodes or a few months ago, we talked about, because time doesn't mean anything. We talked about a fart analyzer. Yeah. Where you could, like, it would analyze the chemicals in your fart and it would be able to tell you exactly what you had deficiencies in. So we're not even going to be a point where, like, you have to, like, upload the fart analyzer into the fridge so the fridge can tell you what you need to order for food. The fart
just
analyzer
fart
is going to smell
the fridge.
Your fart.
as you crop dust throughout your house, it might be built into the washer dryer. It might be your phone. Yeah. All pieces.
Your Roomba is just following you, telling you eat more turkey.
Ravy's washer is like, doesn't need to buy more eggs, fridge.
His Amazon's like, you need underwear, bro? Like, how dare you?
But the key is like, you will fart, you will shart into your own shorts, and you will put them in the washer, and then you will go upstairs, and there will be a new pair of underwear in your door, and you didn't have to do anything for it.
Well,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a wonderful time of the show now that we jump into the competitive portion of what we do here at Nerd Talk Plus. It's time for Guinness time. This is where we compete as a show to answer guesses on the Price is Right's rules on Guinness World Records. It's as simple as you can possibly get it. I think Siege is our... No, I think Brandon's our reigning champion. Siege will say it's him. No. Yeah, but it's...
I've won every...
I think our most winningest... Like seven. I think our most winningest player has been Gravy over the course of this segment. But things have really...
Not if you count the steroid years.
Not if you count the Google years, but anyway... yeah, it's time. Let's see. Our first Guinness World Record: most tricks performed by a parrot in 1 minute.
Does that mean like he's turning tricks and he's a whore?
He's like, he's blowing clowns.
No, it would be pirates.
He's got that peg leg.
Give me that peg leg.
Right in my beak. Put it in my cloaca. That's gross. I'm sorry. Anyway, Brandon, you won last time, so you go first. The most number of tricks performed by a parrot in 1 minute, non-sexual.
Like, see, like all I can picture is like a parrot doing kickflips. The only tricks I can imagine him doing is like on a tech.
See, imagine if he did it with just a straight up ollie. He could get so many more in it than kickflips.
Is it? Oh man,
dumbest question. I'm so sorry.
What's the friggin' trick that he's doing? Is he just like, hey, say a word, and then he does the
it's
word.
Like,
you make
you
him
do
make
the,
a
you
sound.
Do the bang, yeah. And then he falls over.
He goes, ah, yeah,
yeah, yeah.
I don't know. I'm gonna say 46.
46 tricks in a minute, says Brandon. Gravy?
22.
Days without sharding, one, says Gravy. You can't see it, but that's very funny. 22, says Gravy. And Siege?
24.
Well, everybody went over, unfortunately, so no points awarded. The most tricks performed by a parrot in 1 minute, it was the parrot Cola, trained by Zhang Huiqing in China, and it was 21 tricks in a minute.
$2,100 for 21 happy pirates.
Parrot cloaca.
Highest throw and catch of a sickle, like used for like cutting crops and stuff.
Hell yeah.
Highest throw and catch of a sickle.
How many sickles can you eat in a minute?
By like a human?
1 minute of sickles.
A human man.
Oh.
Of course.
Through his
one-armed
sickle. One-armed human man. Brandon, a one-armed human man threw his sickle into the air. I will accept meters or feet, please.
Ooh. 45 feet.
45 feet, says Brandon. Gravy.
85 feet.
85 feet, says Gravy. And Cigeroni Pepperoni. Oh,
that's 85 feet is so high.
Yeah.
It's like 9 stories in the air and he catches it. Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
God, that's a lot.
What's a sickle?
69
feet? Well, for the first time ever in the history of this show, back-to-back over guesses.
No way.
What?
Congratulations to Savas Theodorou, who I don't even know what country
that
is.
With all these
one-armed.
He threw the one-armed Savas. He threw his sickle 5.7 meters or 18 feet into the air and caught it.
That's it. I mean,
so far
it doesn't sound impressive until you remember that it's a blade flying through the air that you're catching, and that he only has one arm.
Yeah, he actually did throw it at least 6 meters in the air, but he didn't catch that one.
How do you think my dog lost her arm?
Sickle. Pulling
your dog in a sickle.
Sickle accident. Yeah, it was a sickle cell anemia, but
it was a deranged game of fetch for your dog that got her. you invite Savas over to your house one time, and finally, the farthest distance to throw a bullseye in darts.
Oh,
ooh.
Set by a Turkish man, because darts are not a popular thing here.
I used to get drunk in high school and then pitch darts at the dartboard from like across a pool.
It's the best. We had a dartboard in my apartment many times, and so many holes in the wall, and then us patching them before we moved every time.
What kind of holes, Greg?
Only one of them was for the glory.
So many holes in the wall.
The glass dome or something like that. I can't remember what we called it last time. That's right. to throw a bullseye in dart, Brandon. farthest distance to throw a dart into the glory hole. Dart, Brandon.
Glory darts.
46 feet.
46 feet, says Brandon from the internet. Gravy.
92 feet.
92 feet, says Gravy. Cigeroni Babyloni.
69 feet.
Jesus Christ, you guys are so bad today. This is incredible. For the first time ever, we have a triple failure as everyone went over. Every single one. At 8 meters or 26 feet and 2 inches, Osman Gurgu.
There's another failure.
Did he have to get it in one try?
He had 3 darts, I think. Yeah,
I feel like three. I feel like you could break if you just went out and stood like super far away.
If you
like
just got drunk and started pitching, and
just started fucking
beat that.
I guarantee Siege has already beat that.
Well, I don't know what to do other than play the sad Price is Right music, but that's been Guinness time.
Can we go out there and start throwing sickles at dartboards from distance?
Just as long as one person puts their arm up.
Hell yeah, I'm here for it.
Or Brandon's dog.
Hold Brandon's dog, throw sickles at it from distance.
Okay. I am blown away by that.
Have you guys downloaded the new iPhone iOS yet?
Not yet, have you?
Just yeah, for my TV. It kind of blows so far because I think it's still not technically released. But the or it's like out, but not.
You're still on the 0.0 version.
Right? Yeah. You can change the background of your chat, of your like messages chat with your people.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you guys haven't done it yet, but like I'll show you an example. So the background of like this one right here with these people. So like that's just my messages, and then there's like this big green.
Can't you do that right now? Like, I thought ours had some weird background. Oh, man, we lost
that's on Instagram.
That's just in Instagram.
Okay, got it. Well,
look. See, he doesn't want the Apple to.
Never mind, my computer died. He says, "LOL." All right, it's time to wrap this sucker up with land this plane with a little bit of let's simplify it down for everybody. It's a very heady show. It's time for what did we learn this week, Gravy.
Well, Brandon shared with us his cinnamon ring. Well, actually, his mom's cinnamon ring, we found out.
That's right. And he cumped it.
Cumped all over that thing. Which caused him to fondly recall his days producing clown porn.
Excellent.
All right. Yep.
Siege is going to go farm some bone meal at the glory holes.
That's right.
And go poop on Republican Gerg's front yard.
You know how much I hate it when people disrespect my yard.
And then Greg, he's looking for some non-volcano ways to end himself, and he's decided he needs a Voltron Turkey Kaiju to crush him.
Hell from a yeah. Blimp.
Look, I gotta be honest, you're half right about that, okay?
So close.
The first part, I'm not looking for anything different. The second part, that does sound awesome.
So it does sound rad.
Yeah. Okay, well, right. We'll see you in a Godzilla cloaca near you or something, I guess.
Hot.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.